Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it and steps on first to double up Schofield. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francis strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Hubbs steals second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. Verdon moves to third. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francis is 0-for-1 in the game. Francis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Stargell scores. Clendenin goes all the way around to score. Mazeroski moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick LeMay now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Hubbs applying the tag. One out. Jim Pagliarani batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0 for 2 in the game. Francis hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Dick LeMay. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raynou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raynou moves to second. Bob Veal now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal juggles the ball. That's an error on Veal. Santo moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.